everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 518, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 22?
Yep.
Triassic Triumph.
It aired July 17th, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Dulgus Sloan, who crushed the directing in the last episode. At the very least, the directing was very good in the last one. So I'm excited for old Dulgie to get a couple turns as director. If you're new here, what we do is we pause recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have just the DVDs and literally nothing else, or you steal it from the internet, because hey, we get it. There's literally no legal way to stream it. Hasbro. someone in the Discord, I forget who it was, somebody in the Discord pointed out that it is currently easier to watch ABBA Ranger than it is Dino Thunder. Or no, they said it was easier to watch Time Ranger than it is to watch Time Force, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary right now. It is easier to watch Super Sentai than Power Rangers.
What a world we live in. That's what a time to be alive.
Ridiculous. Foolish, some might say. I do have semi good news. If the speculation that Hasbro's going to put everything on the Paramount Network, which I don't know why they're not affiliated, as far as I know, but someone said that might happen. If they
do that,
the Paramount
Network is just getting stuff. I don't know what is going on with that.
CBS All Access is turning into the Paramount Network. Like, so it's just going to get subsumed. All that's just going to get subsumed into there.
So
and you
Viacom,
already have that.
Viacom is just nomming up everything it can at this point.
Everyone's doing that. We've been talking about this for a while, but we are on the raggedy edge of a streaming service bubble pop. Like,
oh, yeah.
So, 'cause Netflix raises their prices every year because they can't get enough new people to get Netflix, but they also don't realize that they just get a lot of money from Netflix, right? But they want more money because all corporations are based entirely on greed, right? Yeah. And it drives me nuts, but here we are. So HBO Max is doing the same thing. All the Cartoon Network stuff is all on HBO Max. Like more WB, because HBO Max is owned by Warner Brothers, who's owned by AT&T. So everything that they own is all getting on there, except for like weirdly like the Harry Potter movies, which they made, the WB produced movies, but they got like scooped up by the Peacock Network. It's weird.
I don't know what is going on behind some of these curtains.
It's wild. Like, I just don't understand why. I understand, like, I want our stuff to be on our streaming service so we get the most money from it. But like, who's going to be left standing? You know? Like,
yeah.
Who do you think is going to be left when it pops? Because, like, you know Disney's going to abandon Hulu the second it can't turn a profit on it. And then Hulu's just going to be dead.
Yeah.
Netflix might stay around, but it's going to be like $55 a month to watch not even Power Rangers anymore on it. HBO Max I get for free because my parents have HBO as part of their DirecTV plan. But like, if you paid for it separately, I don't know how much it costs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like everyone's just like, oh, they'll pay for ours.
Yeah, but we won't keep doing that.
But no, what we want is not to do that.
That's why we like Netflix.
If we are going to do that, if it is going to be like every channel has their own like library up on demand for a fee, fine.
Yeah.
Make it like $3 or $4.
Yeah, I will absolutely pay $3 for NBC, but not $10 for NBC stuff with no commercials, which it is.
Yeah.
Which will also have the WWE Network soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. I don't know, man.
This is weird.
For Peacock Premium is there with ad service.
Is it? Because I know Peacock, I think the $10 either, one has no ads. The regular one does.
Yeah, there's like the free one that's like Peacock, and you can watch like a pilot episode of Saved by the Bell on it, and I think that might be all.
Yeah.
And then the next one's like $6 with ads, and I think that's Peacock Premium, and then the $10 one is like Peacock Premium Plus, and it's like, no, that's your premium.
That's premium. What kind of dumbass, like, local grocery market loyalty program is the Peacock running? With their super premium plus offers. Now you can watch 5 episodes. Now you can watch every episode of Saved by the Bell. No ad. You're welcome.
And
thanks for choosing Peacock.
The WWE Network.
And apparently, are the monthly pay-per-views still going to be on there included? Because that's the only reason to have the WWE Network, really.
Yeah, they said, because it's going to start, Fastlane's going to be the first one that's on the Peacock Network.
Okay.
But they did say that, yeah, they'll still be on there.
Okay, good.
Which is another, like, big get for Peacock, I guess.
For NBC, yeah, which makes sense because, well, it makes half sense because, USA is on the Universal Network, which Peacock is part of. It's General Electric owns NBC. How do I remember these things? It's just, here we
General
are.
Electric?
General Electric owns NBC, who owns Universal.
The microwave
owns, like,
company?
Yeah, the microwaves and the dishwasher. Yeah, them. They own NBC and USA and Sci-Fi and probably some others. But like Discovery, the whole Discovery Channel, all of those, like Food Network, HGTV, those are all on Discovery Network. They have their own streaming service now. Y'all get together and just work something out, okay?
What happened is we as a country have allowed capitalism to get out of hand.
We did this, and it, you know what? We are reaping what we sow.
So now microwave companies are buying TV networks. It's...
Microwave companies
crazy
owned,
out there.
They've owned NBC for a very long time because it used to be that ABC also owned NBC. I think this is before Disney bought ABC. And then General Electric was like, we'll buy that one. Or maybe they owned ABC. Maybe General Electric owned both of them. And Disney's like, let's buy ABC from you. And they were like, cool, great, here you go. I don't know. It was something like that. But it's. TV history is weird. Philo Farnsworth did not intend this when he invented the television. He did not think that we would be arguing about which $6.99 to pay
to get
the most value.
He was probably just like, hey, what if you could see the radio show?
Literally, that's it. He's like, what if radio also had images? And they were like, it'll never work. And he's like, I made it, though. And they're like, son of a bitch. I can't believe you did this, Philo Farnsworth.
Walt Disney was like, I own those. Those are all mine.
That's mine now. early TV used to literally be radio. Like, one of the first, like, broadcast was, like, a variety show, and it was, like, the Colgate Variety Hour or whatever. And it was brought to you by Colgate because everything was sponsored like it was with radio stuff.
That's why soap operas are called soap operas, right? Because it was, like, laundry detergent sponsored.
Yeah, like, Fabulosa. It wasn't Fabulosa. It's just the first detergent I could think of. Downy or a little bear.
Before
little...
Tide? You went to Fabulosa before Tide?
Yeah, dude, I lived in Texas for a long time. People swear by Fabulosa down there.
They still have Fabulosa up as far as Kentucky, but it's like a small section on like a bottom shelf.
I have not looked up here. I mean, maybe it's up here. I don't know. I haven't checked out the detergents in some time. Anyway, do you want to? Excuse me. I'm gassy. I'm so angry. Do you want to go watch Jurassic Triumph?
Yeah, we do have a Power Rangers episode we need to load up on a DVD player.
I got to either bust out a USB DVD player or switch over to my Xbox, my brother's Xbox that I have, and use that. We'll see how it goes.
Dino Thunder power up.
And we're back, and we just watched Jurassic Triumph, and Josh,
mm-hmm.
was kind of boring, right?
It was boring, and parts of it just felt really weird.
It felt really weird. Yeah, I literally, at one point I wrote down, did I miss some episodes? Like, it feels, okay, we'll get there. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. Updated up through time for, just in time for the 20th anniversary. We planned that.
I did. That was on purpose. That was definitely at the front of my mind when I was like, I'm bored on a Sunday. Let me update the archive site.
Ranger Danger, our friends over at Ranger Danger, every episode of their Time Force season will air on the 20th anniversary of that episode's release day.
That's impressive.
I asked Michael what it's like to be God and Zordon's favorite, that it just lined up for them like that. But so that's pretty neat. Yeah, it's Up Through Time Force on the website. There's also the classic, the archive feed, which someone said today is like out of order. It's just got all the names in it, but it's out of order. And I think they're using the HTTPS one, which is broken.
I can pull it up. I have it loaded on my phone right now. It was in order.
They also said there weren't any numbers on it. I was like, I thought there was only numbers on it.
There are not numbers. No, there are. It's only like episode titles. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
did I delete it off of here?
The new one or the...
I must have... just like the test feed. I must have just deleted it. But the way it's broken down, it's broken down by season. And I think the most recent season is at the top. And then the episodes, I think, go in reverse order per season.
Okay.
So episode one will be the bottom of the list.
The picture they sent was like literally just like out of order. Like it was like a Zeo episode and then there was a Wild Force episode. It was just like... weird, but I think because they also liked the tweet that has the link on it with HTTPS one, I think that's the reason it's out of order, is because that one exploded on us. So that might be it. So try the HTTP one and then go like just hit upside down on your podcatcher and start at the beginning. There's also the classic feeds and the... Nope, they're just the classic feeds also. That's the last one of this set. You can email us, littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Apple Tart Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Pod... I almost said Podshield, but I feel like I've done Podshield already. And I almost said like Podassic, but that also maybe is nothing. Podassic? We're on Podassic Podcasts. It's a little redundant.
Yeah.
Did you find it? Are you looking?
I plugged it back in, and it's exactly what I said. So everything is in reverse chronological order. So the top it goes as far as season 10.
Yeah.
And then the top episode is the last episode of season 10. You probably can't see that, but that's
that's just a white screen. Yep.
And then if you scroll all the way to the very end of the thing, then it's Teenagers with Polite and Respectful Attitudes is the very bottom episode.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I guess if you are using the HTTPS and it is giving you anything, I am shocked, because whenever I try to do that, it says that doesn't exist.
Okay, I will tweet them back and let them know.
http://heyjakeandjosh.com/morphinggrid/archive.rss.
There you go.
There it is.
And if Josh gets bored on another Sunday afternoon, maybe some of those will start getting numbers. But he did do that once, and it exploded on him. And
yeah, the very first episode is formatted the way that we want it to be. Just so I could see if it worked and didn't break everything like happened last time. And so someday I'll go through it one episode at a time.
Someday. And you know how you could speed that process up? Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh for as little as a dollar a month.
Yeah, the less real job I have, the more archive time I have.
Yeah, so that's the ball's in your court now, I guess, is what we're saying.
I think last month, when I paid out last month, I think it was our highest income month all time. So
yeah.
Thank you for being able to do that in a pandemic and everything.
Yeah, for real.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, so thank you all. Very, very much. I don't think we have any emails.
I guess I'll check reviews or something.
Ooh, I got a YouTube TV says I can watch Super Bowl live.
But can you watch Power Rangers on YouTube TV? No, of course not.
You could probably buy it from Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I didn't check if it was on, like, their Prime on it demand. Wasn't, not on demand, but, like, to purchase digitally.
Yeah, it was. You could purchase it digitally when I went to purchase the DVD.
All right. Well, then that might be how we end up having to do Samurai.
Sam, yeah. Unless we want to pay $995 for 20 episodes of Super Samurai.
For the second half of the season.
It doesn't look like we have any new. Oh, no, we do have one email. All right. It's from Lucas. Lucas says, "Hey, Jake. Hey, Josh. So just a random thing here. Me and my son, who is 9, have been watching Dino Thunder together on occasion, but he thinks Mezogog is rather creepy. It's surprising how creeped out he is by the guy. He isn't scared. He just hates seeing him." Anyway, I thought you guys would find that little fact interesting. May the power protect you. If I was 9, I would also hate looking at Mezogog. I feel like Mezogog is pretty creepy.
It's the human tongue in the dino mouth.
Yeah, and the mouth. And I don't know if they have prosthetic teeth in or if they are the way the mask is situated. It just looks like teeth kind of show up, but it definitely looked like there's a second set of teeth.
Yeah.
Like a snapping turtle.
Well, they had to cover up the human teeth.
Yeah, but not the human tongue. We get a lot of human tongue when we see
Mezogog. Are those the real eyes or are those like puppet eyes?
Hold on, let me Google.
Because I'm trying to picture like the head inside the mask, and I don't know if the eyes line up exactly in the eye holes like they appear to be.
Let me look at a picture. Those are human eyes.
Okay.
What a
design on this headpiece then.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of space between the eyes for them to be real eyes, but they do look like they are his real human eyes. I also think there are little prosthetic teeth, like little two little fangies that go inside the mouth
see in this picture I have of him going, ah.
The mask is really dope, though. Like, Mezogog's a good-looking villain. He is just very scary to look at.
Yeah.
I think those are his real eyes. It's hard to tell, but I think they are.
I think you might be right. Yeah, they are, because in this picture I've got, he's got, like, the cane paint. Like, you can kind of see, like, in the eye hole where it's, like, lifted just enough off of his face.
Yeah, to, like, give it that spooky look.
Yeah.
Also, if all goes according to plan and I can get my stuff together in 2 weeks when this airs, tomorrow, or possibly today, Dino Fury is airing. It's starting on February 20th. So... that's soon. I didn't realize that would be, because we didn't see, the only thing we saw was the casting announcements a couple months ago, and then like earlier this week there was the picture of the five of them, the five Rangers, like here they are, like in their outfits, just like not like in their suits, just like in civvies.
Yeah,
and they were a little squished down, like that picture of Keanu Reeves. Where it's like Keanu Reeves and a little squishy Keanu Reeves in front of him from E3. They're just a little bit squished up.
It looks like they're about ready to be drumming on a trash can, if I'm not mistaken.
What I like about this cast is that they all don't look, and this is not to say they are like, it's not like an attractive group of people. Like they are. Like attractive, but none of them are like that supermodel Uncanny Valley attractive in the last couple seasons. None of them are Troy or like who played the Pink Ranger in Ninja Steel? Chrissy Ann, I think her name is. Who's they're like, she's a teenager, and I'm like, ha, no. Like, so that's good.
No, that's a woman.
Yeah. Like, so that's nice. Apparently the Red Ranger's name is like Zato, and he is an alien. So we got some Andros,
okay,
kind of vibes.
I'm looking at the picture that we saw of them squished.
The squishy picture. Oh, was there an unsquished picture?
I found an unsquished one.
Why don't you send that over to me so I don't have to look at Castworm's side butt every time I open up our messages?
Okay, let me do that. Dino F. That's what we're going to name it.
Okay.
Not that that matters to you. You're just going to get the picture. But
yeah, I'm not going to see the filed name. But that's for you. That's for your records.
Right. That's for my trash can.
For you. Drone out a trash can. I forgot all about that.
Banging on a street light.
I think about liver and onions all the time. Because as an adult, enjoy liver and onions.
No, I do not.
I love
the smell of it cooking alone is just really not good for me.
I'm a fan. Hey, look at them with their whole legs.
Yeah.
And now they're little squishy legs. Also, they don't look, I don't know how old they're supposed to be, but I would believe these are teens. Like the
I guess in like modern cinema, sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're like Riverdale teens.
Have
you
ever seen Easy A?
No, that's with Emma Stone,
with Emma
right?
Stone.
Amanda Bynes is in it.
Amanda Bynes is in it, and I think she's pushing 30 by the time this movie was made.
Sure,
it's set in high school, but all the kids are like 26 plus years old. I feel like, right. And it, like sometimes that's fine, but in this one, you can tell.
It's like Dawson's Creek. It's famously called Dawson casting because in Dawson's Creek, James Vanderbeek was already like 40 when he was playing 17-year-old Dawson.
The movie was good, I would forgive it, but because the movie's not great.
Is it not good? I haven't seen it.
I guess it's not terrible. I didn't enjoy it very much.
Better or worse than Z3?
It can't hold a candle to my girl Xenon.
Okay, good to know. But they look like, especially like the green and the blue rangers and the red ranger and the pink. I think that, yeah, and the blacker. They all look like teens.
They look pretty regular,
mature teens, but like, yeah. But teens.
They look
and
like
I like
people
that.
You would see outside of like a swimsuit catalog.
Yeah, because like apparently Troy is on a show where he's like a real jerk, and I was like, oh, good, he's still acting. Well, can he act yet?
Is he still acting if he never really was?
He is now currently acting. He used to just be on Power Rangers, but there's also a picture of floating around of them with like a dinosaur person that everyone's like, that's their mentor, and I was like, that's their alpha. That is for sure. That dinosaur is not their mentor. I would almost put money on it. But, like, they just – also, I love the Black Ranger's compact disc T-shirt, and boy, do I wish I could find one of those.
I didn't notice that.
I'm excited.
He's the bad boy because he's got a leather jacket and a flannel tied around his waist and ripped jeans that are patched on the inside.
They're patched on the inside with a different kind of jeans. these are double secret jeans.
The Black Ranger has a lot more going on than any of these other ones that just have clothes on.
Everyone else is just like, even the alien, the Red Ranger, is like, here I am
in
my regular clothes.
He looks maybe the most normal.
He does.
Wardrobe wise.
I really like the Pink Ranger's outfit. That the like kind of sort of peekaboo crop top sweater is really cute.
I found another picture of them. That's pretty good. However, so the Blue Ranger, let me send you this one too.
Yeah, send me this other picture too.
This is Dino F2.
Okay, I'll write that down.
keep that for your records. They're all in regular clothes.
Yeah.
The Black Ranger's in his normal outfit, but look at the Green Ranger not wearing a speck of green.
I feel like her shirt is the flannel around her waist is definitely green. I think it's just the lighting
that is like
is making it look black.
Deep. That's like a navy green.
Yeah, that might be called forest green. I'm not sure. But and I think her shirt, her like t-shirt, is like a really pale like olive kind of color.
It could be. That looks gray to me. Those look like shades of gray to me. So maybe I have a green cone deficiency or something. Maybe,
I have literally just exhausted all the different kinds of green that I know. So
look at this windbreaker on the Red Ranger though.
I am into it. I am excited about this cast.
They look pretty good. The Black Ranger looks like they pulled him right out of Crybaby.
He definitely like is in a boy band, like for like in real life, like legitimately, he is in a boy band, I think. Also, the Pink Ranger, this is wild. The Pink Ranger, she is wearing something that Kimberly could have worn because time is a flat circle and we have reached the 90s again. This is so 90s, Josh. Yeah.
All of these outfits are different levels of 90s. All of these outfits are
extremely 90s,
The windbreaker, the overall shorts with the flannel around the waist.
God, I wish I could find a pair of overall shorts that would fit me. I would own in those.
The open long sleeve button up with the t-shirt underneath. These are all 90s looks.
These are all extremely 90s. But like literally the Pink Ranger might as well be wearing something that Amy Jo Johnson wore in 1994.
Maybe it's one of her old outfits.
If it is, I am forced to stand.
Also, you can get a really good look at the morpher in this one on the Black Ranger's
wrist. Yeah, it's really simple, and I kind of like it.
It looks like the like a bigger version, obviously, but it looks similar to the communicators from Mighty Morphin.
Look at this. I like this. I'm excited about this. I'm gonna watch this show. I'll report back not next week, in 3 weeks.
I don't know how I'm gonna watch it. We have Sling, and we don't get like vanilla Nickelodeon, but the follow it airs on if it airs like Beast Morphers did. Is it still on Nick?
It's still on Nick, as far as I know.
If it airs like Beast Morphers did, it'll be on Teen Nick the following week.
Okay.
So I'll be a week behind if I keep up with it. I got like 5 episodes in the Beast Morphers before I was just like, I'm going to stop watching it because I'm going to have to watch it for work in a few years anyway. So.
Right, yeah. Now that I live across the street from my parents, and I have access to DirecTV, I can record it on their DVR and watch it there. Also, I just want to go I just want to give a big shout out to the Green Ranger for number one being extremely cute, but number two having a different body type than we've ever seen in Power Rangers, I think.
Yeah,
that's pretty rad. Anyway, Dino Fury starts tomorrow or today, depending on when this goes up.
Or it was today, because by the time this goes up it'll probably have been this morning.
Yeah, or it was today for patrons, and it was yesterday for patrons, and I forgot, I lost where I was. Anyway, do you want to talk about...
It airs on the 20th. Watch it in or around that time.
Yeah, look, Google it. I trust you. Do you want to talk about Triassic Triumph?
Yeah, let's talk about Dino Thunder now that we've exhausted Dino Fury.
I'm no longer furious, and I would like to bring the Thunder. We start off with Haley just kind of smiling. She's in a good mood. And apparently it's because Trent's back. And I thought it was because she had like a new boyfriend or something. But it's because Trent's back. And that would be inappropriate.
Yeah. He's in high school, Haley. And you are a grad school graduate. So you are way too old for this boy.
Yeah. No. But literally she's happy that he's back. And so she's not just swamped. And Ethan, who sucks at carrying a tray, isn't working here anymore.
She has help, and Trent is also good at the job, so that helps extra.
They're talking about how they're happy to have him back, and real quick, what was Connor wearing and will be wearing for the remainder of this episode? He has a very, very choice cutoff denim vest. He looks like he just walked out of Greece.
This is one of the best outfits Ranger has ever worn.
The first shot we get of him is like, he has a red shirt on under it, but it's covered up by the way he's leaning. You cannot tell he has a red shirt on. And I was like, are there two Blue Rangers now? And one of them is just really cool.
And the other one's Connor.
I very much like this outfit. They're talking. Trent comes up. He's like, yeah, I'm just happy to be back. And they're like, yeah, now that you're back, no more secrets. He's like, yeah, no more secrets. Flashback to him saying, I'll keep your secret, Dad.
So, what is the benefit of Trent not telling the Power Rangers that Anton Mercer is Mezagog?
I feel like the bare minimum is that they don't think that Trent is tricking them because his dad is the, like, they won't think that he has like other loyalties, right? Because his dad is Mezagog. I think that's the main benefit.
But I feel like the second Tommy finds out this information, it goes from we have to defeat Mezagog to we have to save Anton.
Right. But I don't think Trent is thinking about that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a ton of benefits to not telling them, but he did promise, so he's gonna. So we cut from there to Mezogog, who's impressed by the evil White Ranger that Zeltrax made. And I'm still a little fuzzy on the detail. He used the copy machine.
He used the copy arm to copy the White Ranger, which made a copy of just the White Ranger without Trent inside.
Right, no Trent. And even Elsa's like, even I'm impressed. And I was like, don't strain yourself, Elsa. Though she does still have the good hair, so I'm glad that they didn't revert back immediately. Though, now I'm worried that as soon as old Doogie is done directing, she's going to go back to the bad hair, and this is a Douglas decision. And I'm going to just be sad about that.
Well, she in the opening credits, she has this hair now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
They figured 22 episodes in, 21 episodes in, they figured it out.
At some point, Tommy will be back in a human form because there's new footage of him in the opening, like morphing with the whole group of five. So,
okay,
I'm excited for that to happen because the Black Ranger just walking around town with Trent and is really weird.
It looks at best goofy.
Yeah.
Zeltrax is like, also, I took the DNA from the copy and I used that to make Trentosaurus. It's like Pterosaur or something like that, but I just called him the Trentosaurus.
Yeah.
He's like a White Ranger if he was a monster. It's like the same White Ranger patterns and coloring and stuff, but he's got like a big horn coming out of his tummy, and his mouth is more teeth than visor. And it looks, I like the look of it, that it, like, this is a terrible DNA monster from a copy of the White Ranger.
And you can see, like, hints of the costume design on the Pterosaur. Yeah. Which makes me think, does he turn into this in the Sentai? Because I don't know if we got Sentai footage of the two of them at the same time.
I don't know if we did. I don't think we did, because all the Sentai footage I can remember is just the Trentosaurus.
So is this what happens when you put a White Ranger in the DNA thing and a monster comes out? Like they did to the fish man.
Yeah. To Marty.
Marty.
The mackerel. So then Mezogog's like, Mezogog knows that Trent promised to not tell the Rangers about Anton and Mezogog somehow. Well, we don't. It doesn't matter how he knows. He just knows.
Because he was like mid transformation, so I guess like the ears were out, so Mezogog heard it.
So they both heard it. So he says something to like, humans can't be trusted, and we're going to use that to blah 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 blah. So we cut from there to the Power Rangers, who are like, "All right, let's leave. We got to go do a paper at the libraries." And Trent's like, "I'll be there in a minute. I got to finish up my shift or whatever." And they're like, "Cool." And this is when, and this is the weirdest, maybe the weirdest part of this episode. There's a guy who stands up and Cassidy runs over and it is like, Alexei Popov, exchange student from Russia and soccer genius. What's up? How do you like being here now? And he's like, I can't talk. I have to go. And he's got kind of broken English because he's, you know, an exchange student from Russia. So his English is not... It's not actually bad in any, like, it's perfectly understandable.
Yeah.
It's just like,
just has an accent.
Yeah. And so then he leaves and Connor's like, who's that guy? And they're like, ooh, Connor's Jelly of the new soccer boy. He's like, I'm not Jelly. I'm just going to go talk to him.
I don't get this jealousy subplot.
Here's the thing about that, Josh, is that there isn't one. Because Connor at no point acts jealous. He's just like, who is this new guy? And they're like, ooh, you're jealous because he's soccer? And Connor's like, no. And he doesn't seem like he is.
If anything, he seems like, because he says to Kira and Ethan, if he's that good, he should be part of a club. And then chases after him like he wants to recruit him.
He goes up to him and he's like, hey, I heard you're good at soccer. And Alexei's like, I can't talk, and gets on his bike and bikes away. And Connor's like, that's weird.
Are they trying to set this up as like maybe Alexei is the new evil White Ranger?
Oh, God. It feels like something like that, because he's weird and mysterious, but like,
it seems like he's hiding something, but none of that will ever come up. Like, even when this gets resolved at the end of the episode, it's just like, none of it mattered again.
No, none of it mattered. And none of it made sense either. And we'll talk about that at the end, how it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So Alexei just like leaves and he's like, whatever, dude. Okay, that was weird. And then we cut from there to him talking with him, you know, walking, talking with Ethan and Kira about how Alexei was kind of cagey And they're like, oh, I guess you are jealous. He's like, no, I just wanted to talk to him. And then they're like, all right, whatever. And Ethan's like, I got to go to the library right now or else I'm going to fail this paper. And then Zeltrax shows up. He's like, then prepare to fail, Blue Ranger. And they're like, ah, oh, beans, Zeltrax is here. But then he calls the White Ranger and the Trentosaurus.
The Trentosaurus.
That's what I've been calling him because.
Did I miss that before?
I
must have just zipped over my head.
Yeah, and it's a Trentosaurus because he's like a Trent, but a dinosaur. And I've given all of the monsters sort of human pun names this whole time. And this one was just right there. It was really, really right there. They show up and the Ranger's like, what the hell, Trent? And the White Ranger's like, I don't know a Trent. And they're like, okay. And so they morph and they start fighting. But Zeltrax is like, I got this. And so the White Ranger and Trentosaurus jump back up onto a balcony to watch.
Yeah. The White Ranger's even like, let's get the good seats.
Yeah.
And Pterosaurus is like, oh, yeah, I love the good seats.
Love a good seat. I love the balcony. You know me. Is there anything you know about your boy Trentosaurus? I love the balcony. So they fight Zeltrax, who kind of beats them up for the most part. At one point, they all get blasted, and Connor gets his gun blasted out of his hand. He's, like, crawling towards it as Zeltrax is coming to, like, I guess, stab him in the head. And then Kira and Ethan are like, Connor, and they throw him their guns. Now he has two laser guns and just runs and shoots Zeltrax. And then Zeltrax falls down. He doesn't, like, die, but he's just like, oh, that's too much for me. Two guns is too many.
Well, you hit me, so I'm out.
You know how Zeltrax do. But then the other two jump in, White Ranger and Trentosaurus jump in and, like, make the save, and they're about to, like, destroy the Rangers or whatever, when real Trent drives up on his cool ATV and makes the save, and he powers down. They're like, what is going on, Trent? And he's like, I have literally no idea.
It's so funny that they do not remember the last monster that they fought.
Last week when, and like, they didn't see Cassidy, right? Like, they never saw four Cassidys.
Yeah, because they never interact with Cassidy. That would be ridiculous.
So maybe they don't know that it can clone people, but it also just, like, copied a bunch of, and, like, it did that.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know, make a leap. One little leap of logic, y'all. Because
then we go to the lab, and Tommy's like, I scanned it, and there's no signs of, like, life in there. Like, he's just, like, a weird clone.
It's a clone, but it's not alive. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense, Tommy. This is just you justifying that you're going to have to kill this White Ranger and you want to be okay with it.
Even Tommy's like, not mentioning that it was made by the copy monster they just fought.
No, they're like, we don't know. It's so weird. And then maybe because the general rule of thumb is, like, once monster dies, anything that it did goes away. So, like, it can't be a copy otter because that thing is dead. We blew it up.
Right.
So maybe that's it. But then Connor just, like, gets, they all say, like, that the Trentosaurus also has some of the same, like, they don't say DNA, but they're like, it's like a part of him too. It's weird. And then Connor gets mad at Trent, and I can't tell exactly why.
I don't know why, because he's jealous, Jake. He's so jealous in this episode, except it reads more as mistrust to me.
It this part reads as mistrust, and the other part is, like, confusion more than jealousy. But he's mad at Trent, and Tommy's like, Connor, you need to chill out. Trent, we have a secret mission to go on. And he's like, why him? Why not me or one of them? He's like, you three have your role to play. We gotta go. Keep an eye on the city and let me know what's up. And this is when I was like, did I miss four episodes where they start acting like Tommy is not only their, like, mentor, but also, like, their commander? Because that's how it feels in this episode, and it's weird.
Yeah, Kira even says, like, they're waiting for orders later.
Yeah, and I was like, no? What?
Yeah, I can't wait to get to that, because that also doesn't make any sense for what they were actually told, but it's fine.
Because all he says is, like, keep an eye on the city. Anyway, we'll
he says, peace out, Girl Scout. Call me if the monster attacks again, is what he says.
Yeah.
So they're going to wait for him to give them orders instead of calling him. And look, it doesn't make any sense.
So we cut from there to Connor at the soccer field. Alexis playing soccer, he does a kick, and it goes right to Connor, who catches it, and no one's like, you can't touch it with your hands, man. And he's like, oh, so you are good at soccer. And he's like, yes, And then he just like gets the soccer ball back and goes away. And then some other dude comes up who's not the usual the other dude playing soccer. Just some other dude. It's not even the guy who has a crush on Ethan. It's just a new guy.
Just another guy. A lot of soccer and guys in Reefside, I guess.
They rotate out. There's only one consistent soccer guy, and that's Connor. So he's like, yeah, he's really good, Connor. You should hop in here. You're going to get replaced. And Connor's like, I doubt it. And then he's like, all right, I'll play some soccer. So he goes to, like, I guess, strip down right in the middle of the field and put his uniform on there.
It seems like, because he's also, like, moody about it. So it seems a little bit like he's going to pull a bomb that looks like a soccer ball out of his bag or something and, like, sabotage Alexi. Like, I got it now.
Try kicking this. But so then he gets beeped and he's like, I got to go. So he leaves and he gets to the lab and Kira and Ethan are there and Trentosaurus is huge. And they're like, we got to go. Or Connor's like, we got to go. And they're like, no, we have to wait for Tommy's orders. And again, that was never the deal.
Yeah, and then we have to wait for Tommy's orders. He said to call him when the monster attacked.
Yeah, so they don't call him.
What are you waiting for? Connor was right.
So then they're like, all right, you're right, Connor. Let's go. So they go to attack. And they get there. And then Trentosaurus is gone. But then there's like Fog and the Pachyzord and the Dimetrodon, the Dimetrozord, like come up, then they get put in a bubble and ed up by Trentosaurus, who like appears.
He's come running up, like, what's up, guys?
Is the reason that Trent can go invisible that this thing that is from Trent's DNA sort of goes invisible?
I get, did it go invisible or was it just like hiding behind a tree?
It like appeared from thin air, so I don't. Who knows how it did that? It also can kind of teleport monster, later.
This monster is the powers of the White Ranger monsternified.
Just like the Captain Planet theme. Where your power is monsterfied.
We're fighting on Mezogog's side.
Teenage Mutant Planeteers. Sometimes, you know how brains go. So anyway, they get bubbled and they're like, oh no. And I was like, wait a minute. Everybody hold on. Wait. Trent stole the Pachyzord and the Dimetrozord in the Burning at Both Ends. We put him in the barrel and then turned him evil.
Right.
Trent is good now. So are the Pachy and the Dimetrozord good?
I guess they were good with him. Yeah.
Okay, are they coming to help? Are they coming back to the fold to help? Or
I think so, because when he takes them, it's like he stole them from the Rangers instead of like he took his own Zords in some way.
Yeah. So then he blows up the Power Rangers and they get knocked out, and then he bubbles up their Zords and puts them in his little tummy horn. As we will see later. Yeah. That's also a Zord bubble containment horn. And then we cut from there to Tommy in his Black Ranger suit, Tommy, and regular Trent in the woods. And he's like, there's an ancient artifact that was put here a couple hundred years ago that I found out and about. And you need to use your chameleon powers to get it. You're the only one. He calls them chameleon powers, which is weird. But he's like, you're the only one who can get it. You got to use your... And so I'm thinking he's going to have to go into like a cave and use invisibility to sneak around. Nope. What he means is you got to do a kata and then use Magnesis from Breath of the Wild to get a thing out of the water. With me.
Yeah, with me. But it's only going to be draining you while we're both doing it.
It makes no sense.
And then I'll let it drain me later.
But the comfort of my own home.
First, it needs to be you. I feel like Tommy just could have done this, but he didn't want to be tired in the woods by himself.
I feel like you could just go get it. Just swim down and grab it from in the water. Why do you got to use your Sheikah Slate? What's going on?
Maybe it's too heavy to pull out of the water. You need to use the Magnesis of two Power Rangers to lift it.
It's so weird. So they're pulling it out, and this will be like 7 solid minutes of them trying to get it out of the water.
It also feels like Tommy is tricking him.
It does. It doesn't make any sense.
This episode is so surreal at times.
And the payoff is weird.
I don't
It's not like it's not, I don't think it's not worth it, but it's so weird. And the way they went about it just doesn't make any sense. So they're like, do a kata to Magni instead of a lake. And then that gives Connor a vision of like a, not like the Black Ranger, but like a jet black version of himself with like a big shield. It's like a split second, like red background, weird like vision going on. And then the Trentosaurus shrinks down to people size and attacks them. He like trash talks them about how he got their Zords and they're in the Tummy Horn now. And then he like flips open his wings and flies at them and hits them.
Is that when it like zooms into the horn and shows them inside just floating around?
Yeah, he's like, in my tummy. Yummy, like, yummy in my tummy.
We're stuck
now.
A tummy horn.
They're CG now. So like they did, and I don't think they did this for all of the Zords, but definitely the pterodactyl looks like it's in distress.
Yeah.
Like the rest of them are like still like, oh no, but that pterodactyl's like, get me out of here. I don't want to be stuck a tummy horn.
I hate this.
And then, so he like swoops at them and he hits them, and then he's like standing in the middle, they pull out their swords and they like go to attack him, and so they all rush from like a like triangle formation. And he teleports away, so they just all hit each other with their swords, and it's pretty good.
Have they always had these swords?
I feel like it's a blaster, Mighty Morphin Blaster situation where the guns are the swords.
Okay.
Because the guns have sort of like this like blade on the top that I think you are supposed to like assume folds out or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So then we cut back to Tommy and Trent doing Magnesis. Trent is like, I'm losing control. And Tommy's like, you got to keep doing it. And I'm like, Tommy, what are you doing then? Like, are you not helping, or is it like...
Right, because your energy is also there. I can see it.
Like, it's a different color.
It's gold and black.
Yeah, like, what's happening? So then... Trentosaurus shoots lightning, like nasty looking lightning at them. It blows them up. They land in the river. And then he's like, you suck. And I'm eating your Zords. I'm going to digest them and poop them out, and flies away. And then we cut to them crawling out of the drink. And they're like, way to go, Connor. Cool idea, Connor. Got any other bright ideas, you dumbass? And Connor's like, hold on, my brain, I'm having another vision. He has another vision of, like, the jet black Power Ranger with the shield. He's like, what does it mean? And I'm like, I don't know. And then he's like, something's not right. Tommy, Professor Dr. O, and Trent need me. And then just runs away. And Ethan and Kira are like, okay.
Yeah, what are they doing while the rest of this is happening?
Chilling, man.
I guess.
They're just chilling out. They're having a nice Sobe life water. Because 2004, and you can get those at Whitney Junction.
Just kicking back, waiting for orders.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're just waiting for orders. So then what happens? We cut back to Tommy and Trent, and they're struggling. And by they, I mean Tommy seems fine, but Trent is about to throw up. And the shield thing comes out of the water, and Connor grabs it and like
he just jumps into the air and grabs it, and he's like, yeah, perfect timing, huh, guys?
And they're like, yes, Connor, you got the shield's telepathic message. And I'm like, what? The shield has a brain?
Why is there a weird telepathy theme this season?
I don't
know. Why are they forcing telepathy on children?
I don't know, man. It's the weirdest part is that, like, they go through all of this, and Tommy's about to explain some bonkers-ass shit. But, like, they go through all this rigmarole of, like, making Trent almost die to get it out of the water, and then Connor just grabs it. Like, you could have just gone in the water and got it, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But the reason that he had to have Trent do it is because... And I wrote this down. Well, this is in a second. So first, Tommy says, the telepathic message proves that you're ready. Only a ranger in complete sync with the universal dino energy can handle its power. It's called the Triumph Shield. And Connor, you know Connor from Dino Thunder, from Power Rangers Dino Thunder?
Yeah.
He's in perfect sync with the Universal Dino Energy, Josh, a thing we both have heard before and know about.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the universe. Hey, you know what this could be? The fucking Morphin Grid.
This could have been the Morphin Grid. I feel like they hated the idea of the Morphin Grid from 1997 until 2019. Like, they just, the very idea of it, they were like, it's unconstitutional. We will not allow it. But, like, Connor grabs a shield, and by the way, this is an unpainted white blank shield. Like, it is prime. Like, they said they put primer on it, but it is blank.
Yeah.
And the reason for that.
Yeah, it's like a prototype toy.
Exactly. It looks like it is like, this is a proof of concept shield.
Yeah, it's like a mold test.
Yeah, the reason for this is that all of the Rangers, five of them.
Looking for the same five stones?
Looking for the same one shield. They all have to put some of their energy into it. And Trent already did, which is why it's white, I think.
I don't know, because Tommy puts his energy in it in like 2 minutes from now, and it stays stark white.
It stays white. There are black accents on it, but it doesn't seem like they wanted to paint an in-between stage, you know? Like, yeah. They didn't want to do the stages of it. So, but Tommy says, I'm going to take the shield, and I'm going to go back to the lab. I'll fix it up there.
Why can't he just do it here?
Because he's got to, because he wants to lose his energy near his bed and his toilet is why. He doesn't care. Like, Trent, you can throw up in the woods. You're a young man.
Also, shouldn't Trent have been draining his power, morphed as a Power Ranger?
At the very least, you'd think.
Is this not a way that maybe they could have fixed Tommy? It's like, oh, hey, drain your power into the shield and it'll suck enough out to power down. And then when you recharge, it should be back to normal.
Yeah, there's a lot of things they could have done, Josh. But what they did
but
is have Trent almost
Tommy
puke in the woods.
Tommy brings it back to the lab, squats over it.
He doesn't then, squat at it.
Trent comes in and is like, you all right? He's like, I'm a little tired.
Better than you though, Trent.
And then they jump right into the fight.
So they do that. Literally, that is exactly what happens. But he's like before he does it, he's like, you gotta go back to the fight and like hold him off for a little bit while I take it to my lab in case I pee myself, I can change. Has Tommy been able to pee since he's been morphed, do you think? What's that situation like?
Or that does the morphing grid absorb it? Hell. It's probably hell. He's stuck in a squishy hell inside that costume.
A stinky, squishy hell. Is he hungry? Can he eat? He can't take his helmet off or else he probably would have, right?
I don't know. But I guess he's just being sustained on the Universal Dino Energy.
If only there was a name we had for that since 1993.
His body inside the suit is in like a suspended animation state.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It's the only way it works.
He would be terribly uncomfortable and emaciated by now. So we cut to the Rangers. They go to like the three original Rangers. The original Tridge goes to fight Tyrannosaurus more, and they don't. They just get beat up. Like, they don't do anything. Yeah. Their attacks do nothing. At one point, I think they pull their weapons out, and Connor is just like smashing Tyrannosaurus in the chest with the with the Tyranno staff, and it's doing literally nothing. And Ethan comes up behind him and goes, Tricera, and hits him. And I for a second, I wasn't sure that he said Tricera, and I thought he just was saying Sarah. And I was like, that must be confusing for anyone named Sarah in the area. He's like, what does he want from me? So their attacks do nothing. He blasts them again and then gloats about it. And then this is another weird line where they're all like, you know, hurt from lightning shooting their bodies. And they're like, what are we going to do? And Connor's like, I'm not going to take it.
Take what?
I don't know why he says I'm not going to take it. Like, what do you like? Okay, Biff Naked, what are you not going to take?
I don't know. It's so weird. Like, the dialogue is written for a different scene.
It's so then they all do Super Dino Mode, but in another weird thing, she doesn't have her wingies.
She doesn't have her wingies, and also they go through the whole thing. They're like, we're going to do Super Dino Mode, and they transform, and they're about to charge at the Pterosaurus, and it cuts to him, and he goes, not going to matter. And it cuts back to them charging, and he just shoots them out of the air.
Yeah, because it didn't matter. But what happened to her wing? Like, why doesn't Kira have her wingies?
They didn't feel like gluing them on for this one.
They didn't want to safety pin them together today. So they go to get destroyed. He goes to blast them, and Tommy jumps in with the shield, and it hits the shield, and he pushes it, the energy blast back, and it hits Terra. It's the first thing that's hurt Pterosaurus this whole time. And then Tommy like collapses a little bit, and he's like, oh, that sucked a little bit. Before then, in the lab, when he put his energy into it, this is weird. He's like, because Trent's like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm mostly fine. I'm a little drained. Trent's like, yeah, I get it. He's like, no, you don't, Trent.
It's worse for me, like, always.
And or, he's well, like, it's gonna...
it was better for me, but also for me, it sucked more.
Yeah, he's like, it's going to be worse for Ethan and Kira. I hope they can handle it or whatever. And I'm like, okay.
Spoilers. I think it's the easiest for them.
I think so. There's like a leaf blower that says Tommy's here before he jumps in for the shield. There's just like some leaves and some wind that kick up.
What I thought happened was he did like a Tyrannostaff attack at it.
That's what I thought, but he didn't. He just is there's like a little leaf blower up. Someone's doing the lawn.
It's like an anime where he walks in off screen and the wind blows some leaves across. It's like, oh, Tommy's here.
To herald his arrival.
The mysterious Black Ranger.
So he does the thing where he pushes it back and it drains him, and he's like, oh, here you go, Connor. You know what to do. And I was like, does he?
Surprisingly, he knows a lot of what to do, and a lot of buck-ass wild stuff is about to happen that Connor just knows how to do.
So I understand him like knowing that the other two need to give their energy, because Tommy did say like everyone's got to put their energy in, right? Blood in, blood out. So that part I get, but the rest of it is a lot of leaps of faith. Connor's like, do you trust me? And Kira's like, yeah. And Ethan's like, I always have. And I'm like, that is demonstrably untrue, Ethan, but continue.
Yeah, they try to make this weird, touching moment, but like also skip right over it.
And also, it feels like the payoff to an episode we didn't watch. It feels like they accidentally lost all the footage of them not trusting Connor, or Connor not thinking they trusted him or something,
or
to do with trust at all.
Jealous of everybody, which I thought was what was supposed to be in this episode, but never actually was.
No. And then he's like, there's this nice touching moment, and then they're like, here's our energy, and then they fall down and they demorph, and then Connor uses Triassic power. He got five Rangers to give him Triassic power.
Well, there's sure. No Quintassic dinosaur period.
We don't know that, Josh. Nobody was around then.
They could have just used Jurassic power.
Or don't do the dumb shit with Trent and Tommy and just have it be Triassic power with three Rangers.
Because his suit gets powered up and it's red, yellow, and blue.
And that's it. And like there's no black or white other than like the regular amount of like detail black, and there's white. So like you did too much. You're doing too much. You are like a Yoshi dressing itself. So then this is weird. And he does this shield and he transforms into Triassic mode. And I think this is the suit that they thought was going to be a different Ranger that they were setting Devin up to be a Ranger for. Is this suit.
I guess.
Even though it's just a Red Ranger
suit. It's just a Red Ranger suit with some stuff on it.
It's just like a little fancier. It's got like the faceplate has like a little extra to it, which looks pretty cool. All the diamonds on the side are like yellow and blue now instead of just white. And the little triangle foot now has two other little Tootsies on the outsides of it.
Yeah.
And so he takes him into the Matrix. He drags the Tyrannosaurus into the 1998 Windows video game.
He pulls him into like an early 2000s science textbook.
Yes. Oh man, there's like a graph that looks exactly like a textbook I had. It's also like the net from Reboot, the TV show. And like,
yeah, they fight inside the cover of a science textbook.
Yeah. Like, it's like for computer class in 2001. Yeah. This is like the textbook you got for computers in 2001. And like, he just kills him in there. And his shield turns into a sword, which is clunky, I think, but
yeah, it doesn't
whatever.
Look great.
Because it's still the shield, there's just like a big blade coming out of it. And I was like, well, you can't block and hit, which is the point of having a sword and a shield. So I wish it would have come out of it in some way, but whatever. So they pop out, and then he explodes while the Dino Thunder theme plays. And then we cut to the lab later, where they're talking about the power. And he's like, yeah, thanks for giving me your power. And he's like, it's just a loan. He's like, yeah, yeah, I know.
Does he still
so
have
does
it?
He not have it back yet? Yeah, like... Give it back, Connor. That's not yours. They need it. And then Tommy comes in and he's like, yeah, you just needed to trust yourself. And I'm like, what? What lesson is that? What are we?
Yeah.
Why?
Because doesn't Ethan also say something like all that jealousy didn't pay off, huh?
And like, he wasn't jealous. He was trying to make a friend. What? I feel like I'm that. What is going on here?
I don't know. This episode is so weird. It just does not feel right in any, like, no part of it.
It feels like a Frankenstein episode that they just, like, grabbed a bunch of parts together, and the only thing that's consistent is Connor's denim vest.
Well, and then, thank God for small miracles, I guess.
So then we got to the soccer field, and they're like, Connor's like, yeah, everything worked out. Well, almost everything. And then we cut to the soccer field, and he's like, hey, he's in a soccer outfit this time. He's like, hey, Alexi, I want to apologize for being really aggressive earlier. And I was like, when? You were genial.
You
cordial
went up to him
earlier.
And you were like, oh, hey, man, I heard you're good at soccer. I like soccer too. And he was like, yeah. I have to leave. Bye.
And then. He's like, let me stop you right there. And he's like, okay. And Alexi's like, my English isn't good, so I didn't want to talk to you because I didn't think you would understand me because my English isn't good. And Connor's like, your English is fine, dude. Like,
yeah.
Let's start over. I'm Connor. Let's be friends. And then they go be soccer bros. What?
I don't know. I don't know why Alexi is here. I don't know what this is for.
Why have a mysterious... First of all, if you're not going to kiss, you don't need a new mysterious boy, right?
Yeah, because he's not going to come back.
Are we
going to
see Alexi?
Was,
yeah.
No part of him was used to make a monster. They made the monster out of the White Ranger.
Yeah.
So I don't
it's
know
so
what
weird.
This is for.
This episode feels like they had 15 different versions of the script, and they shot some stuff, and they lost some footage, and they're like, well, let's just shoot some other stuff, but they lost the script, so they don't remember what they shot, so they're like, we'll make it up, and maybe it'll match, and then the poor editor is just there in post, like, Jesus, how am I going to make this even coherent at all? And the answer is, you don't.
You didn't.
You just kind of put things in order and hope that no one in 20 yeah. years is going to be talking about it on a podcast.
Yeah. Well, we are. So...
So that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The best thing in this episode is the denim vest. It's not even close.
The denim vest is pretty good. I am going to best something else. I'm going to best the design of the Terrorzor.
Okay.
I think he looks really cool. I like that he is like a play on the White Ranger's costume, but in a way that's like a weird dinosaur monster.
Yeah. I'm best in Connor's outfit because, like,
it's a good fit.
He looked like he just walked out of the Outsiders. That was pretty cool.
hot fit.
Runner up would be, I like how the weird Matrix Scholastic computer textbook looks. It's just, I don't. It's
Is
just
he gonna
real
bring
weird.
Them there every time he kills someone in this suit?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Probably, right?
Oh no. Is that the Universal Dino Energy? Is he bring them into the Universal Dino Energy to kill them?
I don't know, man.
Because in the background is a map of a black hole or like the fabric of space-time being stretched by like a dense object, right?
On like a graph, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Why does he bring them into a textbook space to kill them?
I don't know.
I hate it.
When I was in high school, my friends who were smarter than me had classes that were harder than mine because I stopped taking math when I could, and they didn't because they wanted to go to real colleges. So my friend Matt, Matt D'Angelantonio, had – I don't remember anything else about – I wasn't in this class. I don't – he was in like calculus or pre-calc or something. And he was – they were doing their homework. It was him and one or two other kids that were in that class. They were doing their homework at lunch. And Matt graphed something wrong. And he's like, I can't get this right. Why can't I get this right? And the other person there was like, Matt, gravity goes down. And the graph that Matt had, I swear to God, is exactly the graph of the time-space being pulled up that is in the universal dino energy in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, so, like, that's like how they visualize, like, this is how planets sit in space, and they warp space around them, and that's what an orbit is basically like a ball circling around that the incline created by that heavier object.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the worst is,
although space is three dimensions, it's not just like a sheet of paper, so I still don't exactly understand. Like, I get what they're showing, but I don't know how it relates.
Yeah. Also, dude, and this is a question I've had since, like, a Magic School Bus episode. Are all the planets, like, lined up? Like,
no.
Are some, like, do some go this way around the sun? You know, like, upways?
You know? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. I'm not a planet
If they're
doctor.
All lined up, then maybe space is a piece of paper.
Maybe. Because in that Magic School Bus episode where they went to all the planets, they were in a row. And at the end, there was like a thing where someone was like, we know planets aren't always going to be straight, but for the episode, so they could get there easier, we did that. And I was like, you didn't need to tell me that. I'm seven. I don't care. So the worst is the – can I just say the plot? The inconsistent plot of the episode?
Yeah, I'm going to say the – I don't want to say the writing, but I think I have to say the writing for the episode is very, very bad.
I think it's the inconsistency.
It's not the directing. Like, I think all the directing was fine. It's just the episode is so inconsistent. It's written in a sequence of events that happen in order, but none of it makes any sense.
None of it connects to itself. I think I'm going to actually dig a little deeper in, and I'm going to say specifically – the worst is the Rangers prescribing an emotion to Connor that he is clearly not feeling or showing.
Yeah, and they're just like gaslighting him about how jealous he is.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not. Like, that's not it at all.
And I understand that, like, jealousy and trust are like the opposites, right? Like, they are like, jealousy comes from a place of distrust usually, like that, or it can. So, like, I understand the through line that they thought they were doing, but, like, it's not a line. It got bent by space-time when they went to the textbook universe, and so it doesn't look right.
It seems like what they wanted this episode to be was Connor is jealous of the attention Trent is getting from Tommy and worried about Trent replacing him as, like, the head of the team.
Yeah.
And then in his real life, Alexi is here threatening to replace him on the soccer team as well.
Yes.
And so the drama of Power Rangers and teenagers overlaps and is like the same, and there's like the parallels, but they don't do any of that. Instead, there's Alexi at the beginning, a Power Rangers episode, and Alexi at the end.
Yeah, they spent so much time fighting monsters that they didn't worry about like the story.
Yeah, we need to, and I don't know if we're ever going to get there again, but Power Rangers really needs to get back to having an equal focus of teens and Power Rangers.
I think that's when Power Rangers works the best. All the best episodes of this season are that. It's when the teen stuff and the Power Rangers stuff are like hand in hand and not like in a sequence that just like keep tripping over each other.
Yeah.
MVP, I'm going to say, is Connor.
I think it's Connor, yeah.
Because nobody else deserves it. Especially not Tommy. I'll tell you that for free. No. Kira had like four lines. Ethan had the same amount of lines. Trent just mostly almost threw up in the woods, which is someone who threw up near the woods recently. It's not fun.
Did you have a strenuous walk one day?
Oh, no. It's when I got really drunk and driving back from Josh's. I had to have Scoot pull over so right. I could throw up on the side of the road in two different towns. It was a bad day. So I think it was Temple and Ringe both got to see the inside of my guts, and I never want to have orange Powerade ever again. Now we got to rank it.
I'm not even going to open the list because I think it's on the bottom.
I think it is maybe the worst episode.
I think it's dead last place, yeah.
Congratulations, Game On. You have been usurped. The new bottom of
yeah,
the barrel.
Yeah, at least Game On had a story I could understand.
Yeah, it just sucked. Like, the story was just bad, but that was the point. This one is incomprehensible and then also a little boring. I don't think we talked about how it's actually kind of boring, too. It's
also kind of boring, yeah.
It's so weird. So anyway, coming in at number 19, dead ass last, Triassic Triumph, definitively not a triumph of a story.
No.
And that's going to do it for us for today. Do I still have it open? That's Mezogog. The next episode is called A Star Is Torn.
Ooh.
So, and the first word is Kira, so I'm assuming it's a Kira episode. I'm not going to read any more. So we will see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Oh, I gotta get the date. Son of a bitch. I was all ready. I got an apple ready to go. I was all excited.
Well, the joke's on you,
yep.
Bud.
Apple on my face.
'Ooh. Mouth got really wet. Mmm.
Mmm, love it. Hold on, actually. Okay, now I'm ready.
Okay. I know I saw you retweet the picture that someone squished down just a little bit.
Squished it down like that little picture of Keanu Reeves.
So they all look like Doug Funny from the Think Big music video.
Oh my god. Who, excuse me.
It's a long walk. Tiring.
To Mezogog.